Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers." Paul's second letter to his young friend Timothy is deeply moving. Paul knew that he was close to death and was keen to do everything he could to encourage, strengthen, and direct Timothy in his ministry. He knew it was absolutely vital that Timothy had a clear conscience. When we trudge through life with a guilty conscience, it's an oppressive burden to bear. I'm sure Paul's colourful early life had left him with many sins and failures which weighed heavily on him. And it was out of relief that he could now declare as a Christian that he lived with a clear conscience. There's a delightful German proverb which runs, "A good conscience is a soft pillow." We can sleep soundly when our conscience is clear. No wonder Paul was so keen that Timothy should share his experience of a clear conscience, could then get on with his ministry without being dragged down by guilt and regret. George Washington, the first president of the USA, got to the heart of the matter when he wrote this: "Labour to keep alive in your breast that little spark of celestial fire, conscience." The strength of Paul's relationship with Timothy comes out in these opening sentences of the letter. He's longing to meet up again, recalling Timothy's tears when they'd last said goodbye. Paul said that he would be full of joy when they could meet again, and he expressed his depth of relationship with Timothy in prayer. He said that he prayed for Timothy night and day. Prayer was not a formal and occasional activity, but a continual stream of loving care and concern. He longed for the best for Timothy, and his prayers revealed his deep commitment to his young friend. So let me ask you this. What are the most effective ways to maintain a clear conscience? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to walk so closely to you that we'll be able to serve you with a clear conscience. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.